Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The subprime scandal's wide berth.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. A major investment bank is warning that the slump of the housing market is more serious than widely believed. The Times of London is quoting a note from Morgan Stanley to its clients. It says the sudden deterioration of the U.S. subprime sector has the potential to turn into a real financial crisis. The bank's two chief equity strategists for Europe say while the U.S. economy seems to be slowing down, there has been overheating elsewhere in the world, and they say those can be the early signs of a classical boom-bust scenario. While we're talking about bubbles, today the 90s tech bubble is the subject of conversation at the Supreme Court. The Supremes will look at whether major investment banks conspired to inflate IPO prices way back when. Marketplace's Amy Scott has details.
The case is essentially a turf war. Investors say Credit Suisse, Morgan Stanley, and others broke antitrust laws by colluding to pump up IPO prices. But a district court dismissed the case. The judge ruled that investment banks have an implied immunity to antitrust laws because they're regulated by their own set of securities laws. A federal appeals court disagreed. Steve Thiel with Fordham University Law School explains why it's now with the Supreme Court.
If the state regulates the rates for electricity, it's reasonable not to also regulate the rates of electricity under antitrust laws. So our question is, does that federal law of securities preempt the application of the federal antitrust laws?
Investment bankers hope so. Antitrust laws allow plaintiffs to sue for triple the money they lost. Some worry the potential for expensive lawsuits could dissuade underwriters and threaten the capital raising process just when Wall Street appears to be losing its edge to overseas rivals. Bruce Furster has worked for several New York investment banks. He says the Supreme Court should tread carefully.
Look at our economy. It's the envy of the world. Trifling with how we raise money, to me, is a very, very serious undertaking.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has weighed in. Officials say antitrust challenges could interfere with their jurisdiction. Mel Weiss is one of the attorneys representing investors in the case. He says the trouble is the SEC doesn't provide them much recourse.
The only remedy that you can get would be under the federal securities laws. And under the federal securities laws, there is no remedy for the kinds of injuries that we're talking about.
Not that he hasn't tried. Weiss represented investors in a parallel case. It accused IPO issuers and underwriters of breaking securities laws by manipulating public offerings. That case hit a serious snag a few months ago when a judge dissolved its class action status. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
All this talk about mania in the market seems a good time to check in on the numbers. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow closed down 12 to 12,469. The Nasdaq closed up 7 to 24.55, and the S&P closed up a point at 14.37. A new trade initiative's in the works. The Wall Street Journal is reporting a Democratic measure will be revealed today. It'll affect international trade pacts by emphasizing labor rights, environmental issues, and access to low-cost medicines. Biotech drugs are among the most expensive in the world. Until now, generic drug companies haven't been allowed in the business. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports from Washington that's about to change.
After a brand-name drug has been on the market for years, its patent expires and its price drops as generic competitors rush in. Biologics don't face this competition, and their prices are skyrocketing.
A biologic is something entirely different. It is a very complicated protein that is produced inside bioengineered living cells.
Jim Greenwood, the CEO of the Biotechnology Industry Association, says the proteins in biologics can be touchy and not easily copied.
We think, therefore, it's important to do clinical trials to make sure that these products are safe and effective.
That could cost generic companies millions. Still, Congressman Henry Waxman has introduced a bill allowing generic drug companies into the biotech market.
The bill does allow FDA to require clinical trials.
Waxman says the FDA should make the safety decisions, not Congress. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Medtronic, applauding the many contributions of America's volunteers. You can find volunteer opportunities in your community today by visiting volunteermatch.org. And by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
Microsoft has released the first sales figures for its much-ballyhooed and long-delayed Vista operating system. Jason Parr says there's an easy way to explain why those figures are high. Mr. Softy owns the desktop.
Microsoft says it sold more than 20 million licenses for the new Vista operating system during February, the first full month of sales. The figure includes sales to computer makers and to consumers. The product had been delayed for years, and then the launch missed the holiday shopping season. But according to Michael Gartenberg of Jupiter Research, the sales figures are good news for the software maker.
It's important to note that the January 30th launch date comes at a fairly slow time of the year. It's post-holiday and it's before back to school. So this type of interest to the tune of 20 million copies sold is really indicative that Microsoft is finding a way to get their message across.
Gartenberg says the figure is impressive even if you consider there are nearly 900 million PCs worldwide today, nearly double what there were in 2001 during the last Windows launch. In Seattle, I'm Jason Parr for Marketplace.
I bet if you had a panda in your backyard, you wouldn't think about using his poop for any practical purpose. Turns out you'd be missing out on a great opportunity. In China, a small research team has come up with a way to turn panda dung into paper. They're going to start selling it by late 2008. Now, panda poop is very rich in fiber, and an adult panda ejects more than 40 pounds of dung every day. Apparently, the researchers got inspired by the way the Thai zoo was able to make notebooks, photo frames, and fans out of the poop of two pandas. They claim that people won't be able to tell the origins of this papyrus. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
From Donald Duck to downloads, the Disney Company hasn't been afraid to go digital. For CEO Bob Iger, it's crucial to connecting with his customers.
What digital technology has done is created a huge power shift from the creator and the distributor, the old world, to the consumer, the new world.
I'm Kai Rizdal, another in our series Conversations from the Corner Office, next time on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.